Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Chuck Shelton, who is the CEO of Great Heart Consulting. For 40 years, he has focused on leadership development with a diversity and inclusion lens and is unusual in this work as a white man. I so love saying that. Hello, Chuck. Welcome.
Hi, Mitchell. Thanks for including me.
You are so welcome. I was so looking forward to this interview and had as much fun as I expected in the green room as we did. And I'd love the audience to get to know you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Executives struggling with diversity and inclusion.
You say that. Not only do the hair on my arms stand up, but the weight of what you're talking about just sort of landed on top of me. It is so amazing that this is something that is still part of the world that we live in today, and it's as big of a part or bigger than it's ever been. Chuck, tell me more.
Yeah, executives are newly committed to focusing on diversity and inclusion and equity. They struggle with the fear of what it will mean for them and for their companies. They feel the risk acutely of it. For leaders who have experienced disadvantage around things like race and gender, many of whom are leading in the diversity and inclusion space, one of the great risks is that diversity and inclusion becomes a program and not part of the strategy. And that's often because people who are from majority identities, like me as a white man, don't really see the opportunity in diversity and inclusion. What has to happen is inclusion, it has to include everyone, including people who look like you and me. For people who come from many advantages, like I do, the opportunity in this work is to get past the fear and maybe a less developed point of view and recognize we already know so much about how to lead effectively and how to work with customers around the world, and that with humility, we need to focus on the practical skills, you know, for us to grow more inclusive and to make a difference in the way that we take bias out of the systems in our organizations.
And when you go into companies, is it one-on-one group coaching? What do you do?
So it's a mix, training, coaching, consulting, assessment, familiar approaches in terms of the delivery. The focus is always on leadership development with an inclusion mindset.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
So thanks for asking. I grew up in a church family in the 1960s. When Dr. King was assassinated, my parents took me to a racial reconciliation workshop. Mm-hmm. I was 13. And Dr. Woody White, who's now a retired bishop in Atlanta, African-American pastor, looked at me. I don't know if he pointed at me, but it felt like he did. And he said, I need you to take responsibility for being white so you become part of the solution and not part of my problem. I wasn't looking for a calling at age 13, but what it's meant in the interim 50 plus years is that I'm passionate about how leaders develop in a way that takes diversity and inclusion in view. That's turned out to, in my work and in the work that my company does, operate in more than 100 companies like Intel, Liberty Mutual, Walmart, Bank of America, and through hundreds of presentations and projects.
Hmm. Yeah, I could feel that. Chuck, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
The opportunity that came at invitation when I was young has lived out in a variety of ways. What I've learned is that the heart of the value that we bring and that motivates me every day is about building relationships, two-way relationships of trust and accountability. We talk about trust as the making and keeping of promises. And when differences across things like race and gender or nationality or sexual orientation or the many things that distinguish us from one another are in play, our promises get tested. So trust is a super valuable asset. It's a way for us to show care for one another. It's a way for us to get the job done. It's a way for us to keep promises to customers. The other side of that's accountability, which we think about as being answerable for what we say we're going to do. And its connection to trust is pretty powerful. So right now, for example, the way that credibility gets generated around diversity, inclusion, and leading inclusively is that, like we say, a man is an ally when a woman says he is. The credibility comes from us doing what we're going to say we were going to do, and not and with humility. That's not saying I'm going to declare myself an inclusive leader. We are declared inclusive leaders by the people that we lead wanting to work with us, wanting to follow us, wanting to mentor us, wanting to buy from us. So that's the power in inclusive leadership. And I think that's where credibility comes from.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so amazing. So listen, if you're listening to this and you're struggling with diversity and inclusion, reaching out to Chuck makes so much sense. Chuck Shelton, how best can people reach out to you?
Easiest ways, on LinkedIn, real active, a content interaction at Chuck Shelton, and our website, greatheartconsulting.com, is also a great place to go.
Chuck, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, if you're still here, you know how important this topic is. It's time to spread a little bit of cred dust. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.